Amen. So why don't we stand today? We're going to talk about pushing again. Conversations with God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." And dear Heavenly Father, we're here today to say, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We are so excited to come together, Lord, because we know that when two or more gather together in your name, there you shall be. So even as Pastor Jesse said, your presence, Lord, we know that your presence is here because we've come together in your name. And we believe that you're here. We believe in the transforming power of God. And we're here today to lift up that mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray for open heaven over this congregation today, that we would have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God would say to us, Father, and that we just be continually transformed, Father. And, Lord, that we'd have an expectancy, Lord, of who you are and an expectancy of your coming, Father. And Lord, we would continue to be about your business. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, at the beginning of this series, Push, in the first couple of verses in chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles, it talks about these vast armies coming against Judah. You know, from Ammon and Mount Seir and, you know, another one in there. But these incredible armies that are coming to conquer them. Now, you may not have, we right now, here in California or in the United States, we don't have these vast armies coming against us. But I want to remind you today that it still happens the way that it happened in Judah that day. It's still going on. If you remember a few years ago, and I want to read this to you. It's titled, Iraq Invades Kuwait. About 2 a.m. local time, Iraqi forces invaded Kuwait, Iraq's tiny oil-rich neighbor. Kuwait's defense forces were rapidly overwhelmed, and those that were not destroyed retreated to Saudi Arabia. The emir of Kuwait, his family, and other government leaders fled to Saudi Arabia, and within hours, everybody say hours. Within hours, Kuwait City had been captured, and the Iraqis had established a provincial government. By annexing Kuwait, Iraq gained control of 20% of the world's oil reserves, and for the first time, a substantial coastline on the Persian Gulf. Within hours, Iraq went into Kuwait and took over that place. Established a government within hours so that everybody fled over to Saudi Arabia. It didn't take long. It didn't take years. It wasn't a world war battle. It was like, hey, let's roll today. And tomorrow, they own the land. It's crazy. It just happened that quick. But then, not everybody liked what they did, so they formed a coalition. Everybody say coalition. So they had the United Coalition against Iraq. And on February 24th, a massive ground offensive began. And Iraq's outdated and poorly supplied army forces were rapidly overwhelmed. I remember when all this was happening because I kept hearing all about the Red Army of Iraq and how powerful and how mighty and how many people were there. And I remember just praying and praying because I thought, oh my gosh, we're sending troops in there. We're sending our brothers and sisters into war right now. Oh my gosh. And but to see how it played out, by the end of the day, everybody say day. The Iraqi army had effectively folded. By the end of the day, 10,000 of his troops were held as prisoners, and a U.S. airbase had been established deep inside Iraq. After less than four days, Kuwait was liberated, and the majority of Iraq's armed forces had either surrendered, retreated to Iraq, or been destroyed. You see how quickly this stuff can happen? But it still goes on today, what Jehoshaphat went through. It's not something that we can just write off and say, that'll never happen to us. Because the Word of God declares, Don't get so prideful to think it can't happen to you, because watch out, there's sudden destruction. And these people experience sudden destruction. But how many of you know prayer is the key to overcoming? Amen? Amen. Now, me, I choose to pray before anything like this happens, to maybe that in our prayers we can stop what the enemy's trying to do. Amen? That we're being on the offensive instead of on the defense. Because when you get into the defensive mode of living, it can be such a struggle and so chaotic and so, even as Nikki said, so defeating, to where you just feel like, because when you're in a defensive mode all the time, trying to feel like you're trying to climb out of the hole, trying to get where God wants you to be. But if you come from the position of being in God's presence, you come from a position of being a prayer warrior, that you're praying all the time, you're seeking His face, that when things happen, they're not catching you off guard, or even you're stopping what's going to happen. You have no idea how many things God has saved you from because you prayed. And when you are constantly in prayer. But I know this, the enemy of our soul is out to invade our lives. He is looking to distract us through the cares of the world. I want to tell you about Steve. Steve, you could probably meet him if you come to the Arabic service. Steve is from Syria. That's that picture. It's after a car bombing in Syria. I ran into Steve the other day at Walmart. Such heavy conversation for the Walmart frozen food section. Because Steve began to tell me his story. Steve was a very wealthy businessman in Syria. He had a soap-making company. He had many stores. He had many properties. He had a beautiful home there. And Steve said that when ISIS came into town, that he lost everything in a half hour. Everything. In a half hour. When you talk about Syrian refugees, when you talk about Syrian refugees, Father, just touch her today. Just touch her right now. But when you talk about Syrian refugees, I know, you know, there's so much stuff about refugees coming into our country. People are for it, people are against it. Why this? Why are they getting help? But you know, when I met Steve, I had met him before, but when I sat and talked to him in the Walmart there, my heart broke for him. Because just like Jehoshaphat, the enemy came against him. He was a pastor in a church. For 4 years. He was the interim pastor for 4 years. His wife was 30 years the principal of a Christian academy in the city they lived in. When the enemy rolled into to Syria, they burned down 200 churches right away. They destroyed all the religious, well, you can see, I can't think of the word now, but the religious places, they destroyed them all. The churches, they burned to the ground. They destroyed all the Christian artifacts, crosses, everything. They just tore that place up. He said, everything within a half hour is gone. And so Steve, he still goes back to Syria. Even though he lives here now. Because he says, I go back because I wanna bring hope to them. Because the people that are there, they're still going through it. They're still being challenged. They're still under the pressure. The Christians there, so many of them have been killed. He said that within that half hour of that invasion, so many Christians were killed. Half hour. You know, the Word of God declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I know this, the enemy of our soul looks to rob you of your joy. And I look at Steve, and I looked at him, and I could still see he was very sad. But yet he still keeps going. He still keeps coming and serving the Lord. He comes here at our Arabic service on Sunday nights at 6, still serving the Lord. He goes back to Syria just to encourage the people, to bring a little bit of joy to them, to let them know, hey, it's not over. It's not over. That God can turn this thing. He goes to encourage people. And you know, when the enemy's attacking to steal you of your joy, because he knows this, if the joy of the Lord is your strength, then he goes to get your joy so he can rob you of your strength, so you become weak and anemic as a Christian. So that when the opportunity comes that you have to share your faith with somebody, you don't even open your mouth because you're too... It's like, I got nothing left in the tank. How do you expect me to open my mouth? Look at what I'm going through. How do you expect me to share with people? How do you expect me to come out and help you go door to door? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how I'm feeling today. I may not know, but God does. Amen. And I believe that if we begin to establish a prayer life the way we've been talking about, or just a prayer life, God will move on your behalf. God will stop that attack of that enemy against you. Amen. God will protect you in the midst of all that, because God will fill you with such joy that no matter what you're going through, you'll still be able to smile. Because we all go through things. There's nobody that's not going through things. We live in a challenging time right now. My gosh. Gabriel, I can't imagine being in high school right now, bro. I can't imagine the challenges you have. I can't imagine the temptations you have. It's got to be crazy. I mean, the temptations were bad when I was in school, but I know it's even worse, because when I was in high school, marijuana wasn't legal. You know, when I was in high school, to be a homosexual was to be like, I mean, you know, it was, you know, there's a certain things to do. I mean, I told my little brother, you ever get an earring, I'll pop it out. That's how it was when I was a kid, you know? So I can't imagine what you guys go through, the pressures you come up against all the time, because it's real. And everything that you're going through today, the battles that you face, whether it's you're dealing with your parents now, or you're dealing with your kids now, or your kids are dealing with you now, and you know, but things happen in this life to try and steal our joy. You lose a job, you lose your finances, you know, things happen. You know, and as we've been talking about prayer, we've been talking about recognizing God and His power, amen? Recognize God and His power. Recognize that He's the creator of all things, that He created how many stars? 50 billion trillion stars. You guys should have that memorized by now. I've said it enough. 50 billion trillion stars He created. Recognize Him. Remember what He has done. Remember what God has done in your life. Remember what He's done. Remember what the things that He's done in His Word. And then stand upon the Word of God. Amen. Recognize, remember, and stand. Stand on the Word. Pray the Word. Man, when I go into prayer, I open up my Bible, because I love to pray Scripture. You know why? Because it says that Scripture does not return void to God. It means that when we speak Scripture out, it is to accomplish what we speak. So I'd rather talk Scripture than anything else, because that's what's going to accomplish what needs to happen in my life. Amen. Speak the Word. But we don't speak the Word. We speak what? How we feel. I do it, you do it, we all do it. We speak how we feel. And what we do when we're speaking how we feel is we're loosing the enemy over our life. Because when the enemy's attacking, we say, oh, I feel so sick, or I feel so weak, I feel so anemic. It's like I'm coming to agreement with the devil. Now you got quiet. I just want to encourage you not to do it. I'm trying to do it in my life. I know that... The other day, I said, on a Sunday morning, I said, you know, when somebody's sick, what's the first thing we do? We say, oh, here's an aspirin. Hey, maybe you got to go to the doctor. Hey, do you need a ride to the doctor? I'll take you to the doctor right now. Instead of going, hey, by the word of the Lord, you'll be healed in the name of Jesus. Delonda says to me the other day, that same Sunday I said that. Delonda says to me, she's laying down, she said, you know, my throat really is starting to hurt. I said, you know what, I want you to go to the doctor tomorrow because so many people have been getting tonsillitis and getting sick and everything. And she looks at me, she's like, really, Pastor? I'm like, oh my God. And I went over and laid hands on her and prayed. Yes. And the next day, she didn't have to go to the doctor because it was God. Yes. See, so I'm not trying to tell you something that I'm not going through. It is a process of changing our mindsets to learn to pray the way that God is calling us to, amen, so that we see effectiveness in our prayers. So speak the word, stand on the word of God, and then humble yourself. Humble yourself before God. Let God know, I can't do this on my own. You know, a lot of times we want to do it on our own. We want to do it because we can. And so we try and do it on our own. But Jehoshaphat said, hey, listen, I got this army coming against me, God. And I know we can't win this battle. And that's where we trust God. Amen. We trust Him. We put all our trust in Him. All our hope is in Jesus. And remember, hope is not a wish. Hope is a confident expectation of God's promise, provision, and character. That's hope. My hope is in Jesus, amen? And then I trust, I have faith. I put faith, action to my faith. What I pray, I act on, amen? I stand upon that. I have faith that it's going to happen. Faith without works is what? Dead. So, faith should bring action. So when we're praying, it should bring action. Amen? You know, we can sit here and pray for God to win the lost, but when are we going to go out and get them? I got 20,000 homes you can visit now.
And as Nydia said, you can hang it on the door and run.
And they're going to get that Jesus feel. So, it brings us to the last point today. The last point in the prayer is praise. Praising God, praising the Lord, lifting up hands, shouting to God, giving God glory, amen? Shouting praise. See, it's praise before anything has happened. Praise before the enemy's been defeated. It's our praise gets birthed out of a confidence of knowing who God is and what He's going to do. Amen? You know, we sing this song, I'm not going to live by what I see. I'm not going to live by what I feel. And we declare such things in our singing as nothing is impossible with God. These are things that we sing all the time. I don't know how to sing this one. I'm not going to live by what I see. I'm not going to live by what I feel. But what we see and what we feel controls us. And we got to break that. We got to break that. It's easy to praise God after He's done something. You know, it's easy to praise God when you pray for a healing and the healing comes right then and you're miraculously healed. It's easy to praise God then. But it's a little tougher to praise God when you pray and nothing's happened yet. See, Jehoshaphat, they prayed and they're praying and nothing happened yet. But he appointed singers to get in line, to get ready, to start praising God. When we start praying and we put praise on the end of our prayer time, it's like an amen. It's like the glue that holds all these things together, amen? It's the glue that holds everything we've been praying together. And we don't want to skip the first six steps of it, though. We don't want to forget that stuff. We want to go all the way with it, amen? If you go back to verse 18 in 2 Chronicles 20, it says, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before him. Everybody say all.
They
all did it. They all followed Jehoshaphat in praying, worshiping. They all bowed their heads and they began to worship God. They reunited. They were in agreement. In Matthew 18, it tells us, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So we know that when we come together for prayer and we seek the Lord together, that He is going to hear us. Amen? He's going to answer. Now, it may not always be the answer we want, but listen. There are certain things in the Word of God that God is. So I believe that when we pray, the answer will always be positive. Because He declares He's the Lord God, our healer. Amen? He's the Lord God, our provider. He's the Lord God, our peace. Amen? He's the Lord God, our deliverer. And I believe that when we come to Him and we ask, He will. He's not going to say, well, maybe. No, it's who He is. And so we can come and we can ask and we can seek His face. And I believe that He's going to answer and He's going to do these things. But, you know, most of the time we don't see the need to come together. We're not Syria. We haven't been overrun. We're not Kuwait, some little country that's going to get overthrown. We haven't seen the need yet as the body of Christ to come together to really pray. We might do it once a year on the National Day of Prayer. But we're not seeing the need yet. We're just kind of going along, hey, life's good, you know, I'm working, I'm living, I'm surviving. Don't raise your hand, but how many of you are just surviving? And I hope you're getting tired of just surviving. I want to thrive. Amen. I want to just survive. I don't want to just get through this life to get to heaven. I want to go there with a little excitement in my life. Amen. But there's not an urgency in the land for prayer. I go to, you know, I go to all the places I go to, and some countries is more than other that they ask me to bless them. Just bless this person, Pastor. Okay, I bless them. You know, but I believe, Nikki, the blessing comes when we surrender all to the Lord. In our giving to the Lord, you unlock the blessing. You unlock it. And it's amazing what God does as you unlock it. I've prayed blessing over so many people, but I don't believe that they're in the position to receive it. We as the body of Christ, and I'm not talking just New Hope, we need to learn to come and pray. We need to learn, we say, we're having a prayer meeting on Friday night at 7 o'clock right here. We should go, oh my gosh, I got to cancel everything. I had people for last Friday night for packing those bags say, I can't come. And then they called me and said, I canceled everything and I'm coming for last Friday night to pack those things. Now let's come and let's pray over those things. We need to see the urgency for prayer in our lives. Not just when things are bad, but when things are good. Because when we pray when things are good, maybe we're fighting off those things that are bad. See, because the enemy's always trying to set us up. So if we're on the offensive, then it's amazing what God will do. But you say prayer meeting? I just lost most of you. And I'm not trying to offend you. I want to encourage you. Come to the prayer meetings. Come and pray. Seek God's face. Let there be an urgency in your spirit about what's happening in our world today. You just talk to Steve sometime. In a half hour, he lost everything. Maybe you're here today and you've lost everything. Probably doesn't take too long. You know, one thing about Steve, no one was there to help him get it back. He had to flee the country. My friend who was kidnapped in Pakistan last month or in January, and he got away, but, you know, in texting, you know, I texted his daughter, and she said, "We have to get out of the country or they're going to kill us." We don't know that here. We don't understand. I remember just sharing about some of my experiences with this church back in 08. I had one lady come up to me. She goes, "I hear what you're saying, but I have no idea what you're talking about. Because it doesn't happen here. It's happening all over the world, though. And there needs to become an urgency in us that we pray." Amen. 2 Chronicles 20:19, it says, Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. It sounds like they started to get a little excited about praising God. Because them guys like, "Oh man, we're going to do this." And they stood up and they started, "Praise the Lord." You know, I mean, they just took off with it. They just started echoing. Delon and I watched this movie last night. It was called John. It was on PureFlix. And they called him Shouting John. Because he was a pastor. And this pastor, he'd get so amped up when the music was going. He'd take off running and he'd shout, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God, oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah." The people couldn't take it and they fired him. Watch the movie. Shouting John got fired. So they sent him to a black church on accident. Somebody messed with his paperwork. He ends up in a black church. And so the lady, that the head deaconess of the church, says, "John, what did you do to get sent here?" And so he says, "Well, you know, when the Spirit moves on me, I get to shouting." She goes, "What kind of shouting?" You know, and then they kind of play, you know, that slain in the Spirit shouting, you know, or that dancing shouting, or, you know, that running shouting. He goes, "You mean there's a name for it?" She goes, "Oh, you're a runner." He's like, "Yes." That's all right, man. You want to run, I don't care. But I'll tell you what, it'll shake people up. What it shakes up is the religiosity inside of us. And we got to get rid of that because we don't want to be religious, amen. We want to praise God. I'm not going to live by what I see. I'm not going to live by what I feel. I'm going to deep down get up and praise my God. See, this is where your prayer kicks in, man. We come alive in the truth of who God is and what Jesus has done for us, and we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, because I know we're all going through stuff, but we got to maintain our joy, amen. And I know that praying maintains my joy. And when I put on my praise, amen, I make up my own songs. I was in here the other day, Mike was cleaning. And I came in here to get my prayers and praise on, and he left. He's like, "I'll just wait till he's done." Man, we got to be able to do that. When you look in the natural, Judah didn't have a chance. They were going to be destroyed. outnumbered, overpowered by the enemy, not enough weapons, we're going to lose. The enemy came to take everything they owned. Back then, you know what they did, Gilbert? They killed all the men. Then they killed all the babies so they couldn't grow up and take revenge. And then they took the women as slaves. It's no joke. But they put their faith into action and started praying. Remember what I said a few weeks ago? 2 Chronicles 20:20b. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And the prosper means you'll break out from where you are. You'll break through, amen? And this is to break out from feeling stuck. You'll break into what God has for you. And you'll break into victory, amen? We all need that victory. Look at the victory here. 2 Chronicles 20, 22, and 23. It says, now when they began to sing, everybody say, sing.
Sing.
And to praise the Lord. To praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of the Seir, they helped to destroy one another. The enemy fought and defeated each other and killed each other. All they had to do was go and start praising God, and the enemy was defeated. Amen? Well, it's not all they had to do. They had to recognize God and his power. They had to remember what he has done. They had to stand upon the word of God. They had to humble themselves before him. They had to trust him. They had to put their faith into action. And they had to praise the Lord. Put on your praise. When we put on the garment of praise, Isaiah says that God will destroy the heaviness. God will destroy the depression. Amen. God will destroy that weight that's on you that tries to keep you down. God will destroy it. But you got to push through into praise. Amen. You got to break out of where we are. So it just comes down to, who do you want to fight your battles? When I was thinking of Steve, I thought, no one helped him there. He lost everything. Who's fighting your battles today? When Jehoshaphat called the people together, he didn't know how God was going to do it. He just trusted that God was going to do it. What attack are you facing today? Is it in your finances? Is it in your job? Is it your marriage? Is it your relationship with the kids? Is it your health? What's the enemy throwing at you today? Maybe it's even about where you're going to spend eternity. Do you know Jesus enough to know that when you leave this world, you're going to go to heaven? Are you confident in that today? And I'm not talking about just knowing Jesus, but do you know him that you're confident that when he comes, you're going? Because that's what matters. I put cards on every other seat today. Just grab one if you would. They're blank. But they're for you to fill in. I want to give you a moment right now. Don't put your name on it, but just write down maybe how the enemy is attacking you right now, what you're going through. Because I want you to write it down, and then we're going to bring them, and we'll just lay them at the foot of the cross today. We'll just lay them on the stage right there. And then I've been talking about seven ways to pray, seven things. To recognize God and His power, to remember what He's done, to stand on the Word, to humble ourselves, to trust Him, to have faith in action, and to praise. So what you're going to do is you fill out that card. When you're done filling it out, just bring it up here. And I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that while we just sing for a song. And then I want us to join together in prayer the way we've been talking about. To pray over all these things. And we're going to come into agreement for them today. And we're going to watch God move. Amen. And then we'll have communion together after we've prayed. So go ahead and fill that out as you're done. Just come and bring it and just put it on the stage right in front of the cross. Go ahead and sing, Nydia.
Thank you.
Is there anybody here that really believes? Can I get some believers to come and stand with me today? Come up here and stand with me today, and let's just stretch out our hands towards this. You believe, come on, you can come up on stage. I don't care, just come around. Let's just believe together, amen. Let's believe that God is going to move. Oh, Shandarayeranama, we glorify you, God. Lord, we exalt you and praise your name. You are all-powerful God. We recognize you as our Lord and Savior, the great I am, God. Lord, we know that we need you, Lord. We need you. You are the creator of heaven and earth, Lord, and you are the one that fights our battles. And so, Father, we remember the things that you've done. We remember how, Lord, you destroyed the enemies that come against Jehoshaphat, God. We remember, Lord, I remember the healings and miracles and deliverances I have seen around the world and here in New Hope, God. I remember when you healed Rose and you caused her to get up and walk. God, I remember, Lord, how you cast demons out of George over there, God. Lord, I remember, Lord, casting demons out of that lady behind the stage. I remember, God, how you rained provision down on this house, how you brought finances to this house. You brought money, Father God, to the people in this house, Father. I remember those things, God. And we're here today to stand upon your word, God. You are the Lord God, our healer. You are the Lord God, our deliverer. You are the Lord God, our provider. Hallelujah. Lord, and we know that, Lord, today as we stand upon your word, that, Lord, that healing relationships, God. Lord, that you're restoring, Lord, relationships, Lord, even as it declares in Malachi, Lord, the hearts of the fathers are turning back to the sons, Lord. You're doing a restoration, Lord, between the fathers and their children, God. Between mothers and daughters, God. You're restoring relationship today, God. And Lord, you're healing. Lord, I pray right now, healing the brokenhearted as your word declares. You're healing the brokenhearted today, God. Lord, as there's people in our congregation mourning great loss. Lord, and I pray, God, oh, Lord, that you bring healing today, God. Lord, I pray for physical healing today, Father. That, Lord, that those things that have been coming against us, whether we've done them to ourselves, God, or the enemy's just attacking, Lord, you are the healer, and I pray healing over the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you deliver us from addictions, God, Lord, from cigarettes, from drugs, from alcohol, God. That, Lord, that we be delivered today in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, God. Deliver us, Father. Lord, we stand upon your word and we humble ourselves before you, God, that we can't do this alone. Lord, we've tried to do things on our own, God, and we can't. We need you. We need you to intervene, Father. We need you to come in your power and your mind and intervene in our lives, God, to make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. And I pray that you would help us to make a stand with you, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you, but that we would stand with you and trust you in all things, God. Lord, that you would speak to us and that we would hear clearly from heaven, and we would trust what we read in your word, and we would trust what we hear from heaven, God. That, Lord, that you'd release the prophetic house like never before, Father, to speak into the lives of people. Father, we just be transformed. And Lord, that it would cause great faith to erupt in our lives today, God. And Lord, we begin to take those steps of faith, Father, Lord, that shows we trust you, we believe you, God. And Lord, that we trust you with our finances, we trust you with our relationships, we trust you with our health, God. You are the great I am, Father. And Lord, that our faith would just be overflowing, Father God, that we just trust you wholly. Father God, that we could praise you. That we could praise you with all of our heart, God. Hey! And Lord, that we could be the shouting Johns of this world, God. Just lift up your hands and begin to shout to the Lord today. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer today, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We believe, we believe, we believe. Hallelujah.
Hey, sing that part. I believe, I believe. Come on, raise it up loud. Yeah.
I believe, I believe.
I believe, I believe in you.
Hold on to what you believe. Amen. Right now we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper. Listen. If you believe in Jesus, take it. If you don't take it. You say, well, I want to believe. Why don't we all say this prayer together? Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. That he died for me and he rose from the dead. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Be my Lord and Savior. I give you my life today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, if you prayed that, you believed that, we're ready to partake of the Lord's Supper. Now listen, it's not just drinking juice and eating a cracker. It's partaking in what he's done. That you're forgiven of every sin. That you're healed of every disease. It's partaking in what he's done, that you're delivered. And so as we come back, they're going to serve us. You don't have to sit down. You can stay in the front. I don't care. But we'll take it all together in a few moments. Robert, Victoria, Scott, Vicky, if you go over there and get ready. And we'll get these emblems. They just represent what Jesus has done. Amen. And we're remembering that today, what he has done. And as we do it, we'll take it all together in just a few moments.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trample death, bearing for sin. The angels run across the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing our praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. Praise the name.
God is so good, amen. Yeah, hallelujah. I just want you to know I'm going to take these. I'm going to put them in a bag. Rainey, you're going to pray over them on Tuesday. We'll pray over them on Friday. We'll pray over them on Saturday, Pastor Jesse. We'll just keep praying over these things, standing in agreement with you, amen. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. This is a battle that belongs to Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving today. We thank you that, Lord, you hear us, that you're not disengaged from us. But, Lord, you have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, but to give us a future and a hope. And I pray that, Lord, we grab a hold of that future we have in Jesus. Lord, if we need to become a shouting John for a season, Lord, let us shout like never before. Let our hearts be open wide to glorify you. In Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Take it. That body, Lord. We thank you for that body. Lord, that your body was bruised and broken for us. We speak life into every one of us here today, Father. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death." Thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, that the blood of Jesus washes us and cleanses us. And I pray today, God, that we just be washed under that blood of Jesus. Healed today and be made free today. Lord, we thank you that Jesus came and he shed his blood for us, and that we can partake of all that it represents today. I pray a covering over every person here today, Lord, that you cover them, keep them. Lord, I pray you bless them. Bless them today. And be upon them, Lord, and that you be with them this week. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Let's give the Lord a big shout of praise today.